views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Hashtag Millionaire Me Too. Women are building a new world, and we are radically redesigning with how we're doing business and what to do with our money, because now we are actually sitting at the table because we're deciding that we are balancing the scales with what to do with our money and how to invest and how to fund and empower each other and ourselves with taking ownership. And that's the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women, and my co-hosts have generated this huge, huge, huge momentum with us over the last, I want to say, 8 weeks now. And it's just been incredible, the momentum that we've gathered and what we have shifted collectively for women. Before I bring on Samantha and we talk about how emotions, how when we have negative emotions that are attached to how we receive money and money entanglements, I want to share a quote that I read today that that just blew me away. So five people have the same wealth as 3.5 billion people. Five people have the same wealth as 3.5 billion people. And that is the direct result of winner takes all. That is the mindset that we're shifting. That is what we're doing. That predominant mindset that has put us on the brink of extinction. And this is according to Vicki Saunders, the creator and founder of CEO. And Vicki is radically transforming our financial mindset on how we fund, how we invest, and how women support each other all over the globe with being entrepreneurs and being powerful with money. And so isn't that what we're doing here, Samantha? Thank you for being on the show and offering your unique piece.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Cornelia, for having the courage and the bravery to like collect all of us and to bring this momentum onto the planet. It's so needed at this time. Yeah. And I'm sure you know, as I know, and many of us know, that having difficulties with money is like, it's a real issue. Like, you know, suicides happen from this, and marriages, like divorces, marriages are broken up from this. There's so much that happens when there's negative emotions entangled with how we see and feel around the topic of money. And so, and just like you said, you know, that is what we're here to do, is to redistribute that energy field. So, and to remind everyone that everyone's powerful. It's not just a few people that are powerful. You know, it's like our whole society has been under the spell for a long time of, hey, it's safer to play small. The only way to survive is if I have a stable job and I stay small, you know? And there's not enough tools and there's not enough education to really teach people about, you know, this new information, this new idea. I mean, it's all out there now, but it's like, it's not available for everyone just yet, you know? And it's like, we're just at that precipice. We're just beginning to like really see and understand that a brand new education needs to come forth around how to just like, what's our lifestyle? Like, how do we treat ourselves? How do we treat the planet? How do we treat people around us? How do we work with this energy of money? How do we work with our resources? All of these things.
Yeah. And a lot of the things that we've been talking about on the Millionaire Imprint for Women is really being able to share our own individual stories of how we shifted our relationship with money, right? Because it's not like we came in with it where we were like, okay, yeah, we didn't own our wealth the way that we do now. We've had to go through our challenges and also release that low self-worth and really shift and change and raise the vibration for ourselves and release those old money programs that we were born into from our conditioning and our ancestral lineage as well, and shift those limiting beliefs and of course that emotional struggle that is so tied to our survival, right? And how we've had to overcome that. But now we're at the leading edge to be able to share what it is that we've learned. And it's absolutely in our birthright to be wealthy, spiritually wealthy.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the main thing about, you know, I just want to get clear with people on like the way that I'm teaching about money is like, it's really the emotions around it. This is like the most important piece. You know, it's like that way. It's like, if you have $1 billion, you feel fine. If you have debt, you feel fine. You're not feeling like overreactive emotions because of what money situation you're in, you know? So it's not about like, you know, doing this work means money's just always going to pour into your field. I mean, it could. That is definitely a result for some of my clients. But it's more just that you can feel safe and comfortable with the natural organic flow of it coming in and out without it having to be this like big story or this big frustrating like thing, right?
Would you think that the reason why that is because of, you know, one person has the ability to shift, you know, the collective field for like 1,000 people. And I think because so many people have
100,000,
100,000, right? Yeah. Okay. 100,000. So, yeah. So if that's really true, then maybe that's the reason why it doesn't have to take that long anymore because we've done all the heavy lifting.
Yes, absolutely. It really doesn't need to take that long. And as the planet's ascending and the energies are picking up in pace, it's like, things are going to be even faster. It's so cool. It's like literally we can just go in, uninstall a program that doesn't work anymore, download the new program, and we're good to go. You know, it doesn't need to be like years of crying it out or, you know, yeah. So I'm really excited about this time. I'm really excited about the tools that are coming forth. I'm excited about the healers that are stepping forward with like their unique gifts and their unique powers. And that is one of the things that I really want to support people on the planet doing is like how to step into their leadership, you know, how to step into the vision that we've all been given that we kind of just keep squashing, you know, or cover up with, you know, just like watching so much TV that we can't even tune into our own vision, you know? But yeah, So today I want to talk about how to release money energy entanglements and money traumas. And this is, you know, this happens for people that have gone through a divorce and there's sticky money situations there that can happen. Old business partners, you know, if you had a business before and it's, you know, you're not running that business anymore, it was almost like a marriage with that business and they could still be taking up energy and information in your field. So how to have like a business divorce so that you have space for your new business. Lawsuits, unemployment, just any, sometimes like people will disengage from their own power because they're like waiting for this money to come in. They'll be like, oh, but that money is going to come in. And then they won't actually be activating their own energy field. And they're kind of playing a victim to like this waiting game. And sometimes people wait like 2-3 years, you know, while they're waiting for this like lawsuit to come through.
What about like a person that's in a marriage, right? That is waiting for their husband. Because so many women have been in marriages where they're They supported their husband, and now they have no financial independence, and they feel stuck.
Right. Yeah. So yes, that absolutely happens. And so the biggest thing is to, one, forgive themselves, and two, to forgive their spouse, because one, they're angry at themselves for giving up all of their energy that whole time. Right. And then two, it's like, they're also upset at the other person for taking their energy that whole time. So it's like, there's a lot of emotions that need to be decluttered from that, and a lot of forgiveness, so that you plug back into cosmic source energy and you have a reminder that I'm always abundant. Like, nobody can take my energy away from me. Like, you know, this is mine. I claim my space. I claim my power. And the faster we can get them to step into that, the more they can ground in, and the more they can attract that abundance vibration just naturally. But if we're constantly in this waiting, like, oh, I'm waiting for him to pay me, or I'm waiting for, you know, like, and there's a lot of sticky money out there. You know, there's a lot of or even this, like health insurance, like, oh, I'll go see this person if it's covered by health insurance. It's actually very,
that is like, you know, I can't, or when they say, I can't afford it because, do you take health insurance?
Right.
I don't know if you get that. Do you get that a lot with clients asking?
I had it in the beginning, and I don't get it very often. I think because it's not so much in my field, but I have more of an Asian background. Like, we don't necessarily use it as much.
Right.
And stuff. So it's very different. But the thing is, actually waiting for health insurance to heal you is a very disempowering act. And oftentimes the person won't heal because they haven't contributed to their actual healing. And that's a very interesting thing. It's actually like, the clients that pay me more, like, they heal faster, and they heal faster because they've contributed some of their root and second chakra energy to say, yes, universe, I want this to happen. You know, of course, like, I have to meet them halfway. You know, the healer.
They're invested in themselves. They're right. invested in themselves. They're not, I think a lot of it has to do with entitlement that our old system is built upon. And, mm-hmm. and many people are walking around with the entitlement program that they're entitled to things. And so that's in the subconscious. And then of course they're making choices and decisions based on that. So then, you know, that entitlement thing, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. It's so interesting, but it's like, the less money someone has, the more I see that entitlement, you know, energy field that you're talking about. It's like, what do I get for free? Like, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, the thing is, all of that is holding them from expressing this beautiful energy that is just like so open and able to flow through them, you know? And that's all that needs to happen, is like, they just need to open up and meet the other person, and this magic will just happen, you know?
They just need to, even to just say for themselves, I want to do this. I don't know how, but I want to do this, and I want to heal myself. I really want to have a session with this person. I really want to do this, and I really want to get beyond this. I'm going to find the money to do it, because if you really want to do it, you're going to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And I always talk about this in my Reiki classes, but there's this idea of overconfidence. And the overconfidence is there's almost manipulation energy. There's some pushing involved. And then there's underconfidence, where you're so far apart, there's no support there. But then there's just meeting. There's just connection. So it's right in the middle of like, okay, I see you. You see me. And then we just allow the spontaneous energy to happen and occur. And it's so simple. But if we were able to do that in all the different micro areas of our life, I know that naturally there would be more wholeness everywhere.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Sam. That's beautiful.
Because it's all about connection. And that's the thing. It's like, we're afraid of connection. So we create this separation. So it's like, oh, I'm better than you. Oh, now I'm not as good as you. You know, oh, that person's on a pedestal. Oh, now I'm like less than. So either way, there's going to be this power dynamic. But the beauty of a circle, the beauty of a mastermind, is that every person contributes an equal amount of energy. If not equal, it's just like full, you know, it's like they're contributing all their energy, and it creates a fast vortex for awesome things to happen. So for our audience out there, if you just grab two other women or two other people, whatever, and you talk about how much abundance you want, and you feel the feelings and you feel the vibration just by creating that circle, that can be so powerful and magical for you. And even if you just do that once a week, just commit to talking to each other, letting each other know like how abundant you are and how gorgeous, beautiful, amazing you are. Like just doing that is like, that generates so much energy just right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I didn't know how much time we have, but like, should I get into divorce or should I, we're going to
go ahead and get into it because I told Carter we're going to skip the break.
Oh, okay. Great. I wasn't sure. I was like, okay. So let's talk about divorce first. Actually, Spirit's guiding me to start with business partners. Okay, great. So we're going to start with business partners. And so anyone that has like wanted to start a business and sometimes, so it has to do with the intention field. Mm-hmm. Like if you start a business because it's like this person wants it and the other person wants it, both people like super want to be in it, then the energy field's more equal. But if it's kind of like first it's this person's idea and they kind of pull the other person along, then there can definitely be some like energetic imbalances there. And so everything happens to do with like, it has to be, it's the beginning of the intention, the beginning of that business intention. Like that is so important. And if it's not clear in the beginning, it's like, you got to go back and clear it out, you know? And so when business partners, when they start to, you know, break away, if it didn't work, it's like it, there was control and like the energy wasn't balanced somewhere, which also has to do with that money energy and the contribution of money. But anyway, so whether it's like a divorce, whether it's business partners or business failures or lawsuit, I mean, really like all of these energy entanglements we can kind of work on in the same way. So what they can do is they can write down all the negative emotions that they have about that person, that situation, that experience, the thoughts that run through their mind over and over again. I want them to go in and write it down. And I want them to write it down with a lot of energy. Like I'm so angry at this person because this, this, and this.
Like let it all out.
Let it all out.
Like let it rip. Like you have a spiritual anger management correct room and you get to tell it all.
Yes. Yes. Get it out. Like feel it and like let it out. And then I want them to go through every phrase, cross out a single phrase, and then install a positive belief.
Excellent.
Every single one, I want them to cross it out, install a positive belief. And for each one of these, let's say you have a divorce and a previous business. I want you to start with the divorce, work on that for 2 weeks until it's super clean. Then start with the business, do it for 2 weeks until it's super clean. But every day you're going to think about what are the negative thoughts that I'm still telling myself? What's the negative story I'm still telling myself about that thing? Write it down, cross it out, put in the positive.
The only way that you're going to really find out what your negative thoughts are is get them out of your head, get them on paper. That's why she said, first thing is write it down. It's so important to put it on paper because then you're actually going to see what's in your head, the thoughts that you're thinking that you're making choices and decisions on. That's how you're feeling. That's the frequency that you're emitting and putting out into the world. Those are the decisions that you're making. She said, get it down on paper and talk about how you feel, right?
Yeah. Yep, because it's very easy for us to mask it. And this old story could be running in the background for 10 years, you know, and it's just like, you know, and it's taking up so much space of your computer system that there's no way to like speed forward, you know? And so these are tools that I can give so that they can do it on their own. Of course, like if they were to get support from me, you, Susan, Momo, like we can clear it out like lightning speed fast, you know? I mean, that's, we're all quantum healers here.
Yeah. Why don't you tell them where they can get a session with you right now while everybody's got
So they could go to SamanthaBlossom.com and we can start with the free discovery call and just see if it's a good fit. And if they like my vibration and, you know, cause I do feel like there is that, where you just kind of know, like people are intuitive. They know when they need a specific healer. It's like, you know, it's like trust your gut and trust your inner knowing with that.
Yeah.
So with divorces, what I've seen is definitely the energy field is like the chakras are almost attached to the other person and they can't even have their own thoughts. And so there's this back and forth dance happening of like, I'm upset with that person. That person's upset with me. Oh, I can tell that person's thinking about me. Like, you know, like, and that is actually happening. So it's like, we got to do, you know, just ask cosmos, just ask spirit to detangle your chakras, to detangle the energy field, and to plug both of you back into source energy. And there's an addiction that happens. So it's like, they need to ask like a few times. You know, if you don't know what chakras are, go Google what chakras are and literally imagine every single chakra like getting cleared out of this other person's energy vibration.
What I want to say with this, and I love that you brought that up, you know, cutting the cords is another term for that. But what's really
Can you repeat that?
I said cutting the cords is another term for what you're talking about.
Right.
Cutting the cords, and it's how really important it is, because again, if you're attached to that other person, you're really, you've already picked up some of those things, and you're sometimes it's not yours, it's the other person's, and really it's entangled, like Samantha said. But what I wanted to say was, know that when the disillusion happens, where when the cords have been cut and everyone is gone back to their original source energy, that it's going to feel a little bit strange at first, because you guys have been giving each other power back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, siphoning power. One felt powerless, the other one had power over victim and perpetrator kind of thing. So notice too, that if you're noticing, when you're feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, it feels a little bit, right?
Yes.
With that, because you want to make sure that, oh yeah, I'm in my power, and then see your person in their power.
Right.
Both of you in your power, because it's really what you want. You don't want to continue the toxic relationship that you karmically signed up for so you can get this beautiful lesson.
Totally. And actually, a lot of times they think that they miss the other person, but really they're missing their own soul fragments that are stored in that other person. And so it's really important to call it back. And I love that.
So beautiful what you just said.
Yeah. Yes. So you always think that you're missing the other person, but actually, like, you're just missing yourself, really. And the other piece about cord cutting, a deeper visualization for that is pull it out like a weed. You know, you want to make sure you get the root, because sometimes if we just cut it, you know, it's like we're not getting to the root. And you want to really visualize getting the whole root out of it, so that one, you're not like disturbing the rest of the system, but also so that it like completely clears out. Because sometimes when we cord cut, yes, it'll completely go away. And other times if we cord cut, it could grow back. It just depends on how addicted that energy field is. And so like, I really like to emphasize like the pulling from the root.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's really where we're at right now in our collective, is working on the root. We're putting joy in the root. We're putting wealthy in the root. It's all healthy in the root, right? It's nothing but thriving abundance in the root.
Yeah. And I also want to emphasize the remembering that it's all oneness, right? That means like, if we're suffering, the other person's suffering. If we're wishing ill will on another, like we're wishing it on ourselves as well, you know? So it's really important, the faster we can, really, we're not hurting anyone else. We're just hurting ourselves if we have negative thoughts about somebody, you know? So it's like, the faster we can rearrange our thought field, the faster we can rearrange our mind so that it's just pure love all the way around, the faster we can bring in more money, really.
Absolutely.
Because if any part of us is lingering in the background of like, oh, I feel so heavy, yucky, whatever, you know, it's like that makes it hard to like quantum leap forward, you know? And, but yeah, so little tiny tip is just like, okay, so this is part of a theta healing system. Mm-hmm. And so people can tune in to the seventh plane. Mm-hmm. And just with their intention, they can tune into the seventh plane. They can ask for these belief systems to be pulled out of their field, returned to Creator, and they can ask Creator to download a brand new energy field. And when you do this, you should actually feel the old energy just lifting out of your system, and you can feel a brand new energy field just downloading back into your system. So this is something that we all have access to. We just have to know to ask and just to have that intention.
And I love that, Samantha. It's perfect. And I want to add something to that. And that is for everyone that's listening that's going to do that, to absolutely 100% accept themselves for who they are.
Right.
Because when you come from that absolute 100 percent of acceptance when you know that your word is answered, your prayer is answered, that what you say matters. When you know that, when you come from that 100% place, I matter, my voice matters, I'm in my authority, I'm in right relationship by asking, I have the power. When you come from that place, what Samantha is asking you to do is just gonna, it's just gonna dissipate. It's just gonna happen because you know that you matter and that you have 100% acceptance.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit about why is it that some people's intentions happen very fast and other people's intentions take a little bit longer. And a lot of times that really just has to do with how flowing your chakras are. So if your chakras aren't flowing very, they're not connecting well, they're not, you know, the color vibrancy isn't rich enough or the speed isn't, you know, fast enough, like that slows down your manifestation time. So everyone also has the ability to go in and look at their own chakras and just bring in the colors that each chakra needs and bring in the speed, the flow, you know, and get all the chakras to communicate and talk to each other. Like we have so much power within ourselves to just meditate and go inside and do these things for ourselves, you know? And so I just want to like enrich people with that, empower people with that, that, you know, that all of this is built in inside of you. Your blueprint for your awakening process, your blueprint for wealth and abundance, all of it is inside. You just have to activate. You just have to ask for it. And, you know, I know some people have heavier programs than others and it's easier to get some support, but we all have the ability to clear on some level.
Yeah. We all have the ability to self-heal. Our bodies has the ability to self-heal and self-regenerate. And the only thing that really our job is like Samantha said, activate, ask, use your power for the good to install the new that is right for you, that's true for you, the authentic, and let go of all the other distorted programs that are not authentic, that have caused you suffering, that are not true, that are the lies that we've been conditioned by that are not true, and all is forgiven.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, and I invite everyone to always ask for whatever's for the highest good. Mm-hmm. So whenever it's for the highest good, it's how it ripples out into the, how it affects everyone. It's the we in wellness versus the I in illness, you know? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, when we wish for something that's only good for the individual versus the collective versus just everyone involved, there creates a kink in the energy field. And at some point, the negative karma starts to come back. So if you're like wishing ill will on one and you're like trying to get gains on yourself, like at some point, whether it's this lifetime or a different lifetime, there's a kink in the energy field. And at some point that has to come back to you. And so it's better to just play it like free and just be like, whatever's for the highest good. Cause trust me, what the cosmos has in store for everyone is incredible. It's probably so much bigger than you can imagine for yourself. And so if you're always just aligned to the creator's will, it's like magic is just going to happen for you.
It is, Samantha, and it's beautiful. I want to talk a little bit about receiving because I think that was part of our first segment, but I want to talk a little bit about receiving because that's a big piece to what it is that you're saying right now is being able to receive all the glory, all the goodness, all the abundance, making room for that. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I just love this topic today and all the wonderful tools that Samantha's sharing with us. One of the things that we were talking about before we went to break is receiving. So this is a really big piece because I think that practicing receiving is an art.
Absolutely. When I first had when I first started energy healing, it was like, it took me a year to receive. Like
It took you a year.
He was like, you're still not receiving. You're still, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, of course I'm receiving, you know, like I was like, what, you know, and like a year in and he was like, okay, you're receiving now.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, wow, you know, so, you know, we all, there's no judgment because we all come in with like completely different like DNA, like, you know, it's like the spirit of course is like fully whole and healed, but we jump into these bodies and, you know, it's like we all have different configurations to work through. You know, we have past life resistance to receiving. I mean, if anyone's had famine in their past life, it makes it very hard for them to receive, even just to receive food, you know. Any type of love or nutrients is like difficult for them to receive sometimes.
That was a part for me. Just recently cleared out a lifetime where I was actually in England and I was in starvation mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I see that being a really big one for a lot of people. And then they could have eating issues either way. Either they're super skinny or they're like very heavy weight. And either way, it's like, it's just this past life pattern that was never fully healed. And then it's just carried on into this lifetime. And I think those are some of the things where, again, it's like everyone has access to this. Like they can go into their meditation and their imagination and they can just ask the cosmos to say, hey, pull up a past life for me. Like, I want to see why I'm having this issue. And if you're not seeing it, just sit there. Just be like, okay, I want to see this issue. You know, you can have a blank sheet of paper, write the question on the top, and then meditate and then just journal it out as the answers start to come in.
Yeah, that's so easy said when you don't trust what's coming in. when you don't trust what's coming in, that's a really big important piece. You have to know that the first thing that comes in, what you're getting, it's it.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to be like, well, I just made that up. Like, you didn't make it up. Like, that's it. Like, you can't even make that up, you know?
No kidding. You can't make that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, I think there's lots of stories and I think people think that they make them up, but really we're just downloading it from some space, you know, everything's already been created and we just download it.
Yeah. And it's part of, you know, really trusting your intuitive, what you're getting, what it is. And it's really, so know that that's part of it. So if you're sitting down and you're journaling and you just got an answer to what it is, know that that is it. And it doesn't need to be validated or approved by anyone else.
No, it really
doesn't. You're the one. You're the one that got the scoop. You're the one that got the insight, right? Because you're the one that asked. You wanted to know. And I believe in asking, it is given.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is you'll usually feel like a relaxation in your body, or you'll feel like, wow, I just feel like more peaceful and I don't know why. Like all of these things will just normally start to happen. And that's like my favorite way to meditate. It's just like have your journal there, meditate, write a little bit, come back, meditate, write a little bit. You know, it's like we're constantly downloading this incredible information. And so many people just disregard it, you know. Yeah.
And you know what too, you talked about it earlier, is, you know, is being with your women friends and maybe having a buddy or a friend, and you sit down and draw some cards and you do past life readings for each other, or you do sit down and do some journaling together and you go, this is what I got, this is what I got, and that kind of thing, and share it with each other, because that's also another way where sometimes, you know, it's kind of fun to share it with somebody else.
Yeah.
If you're not really comfortable in journaling, you know, with yourself.
Right.
Journaling has been my all-time favorite way to access my inner self, my inner information, and that has been my all-time best, and it is, continues to be. So it's like living from the inside out, and yes, and knowing that what's coming from the inside, that's it.
Yes, totally. And I am the same way with journaling, but I also, you know, understand there are some people that they're just like, I just can't, I just don't want to. And so, you know, gathering your friends and just having like these conversations can be really enriching in that way. I had a really great friend named Heidi before she was a singer in Shanghai. We used to have these fun conversations at the coffee shop. We just found out about the law of attraction and we're like, let's test it out, you know? And so we would have these like super fun conversations and we would just be like chatting. And then we're like, oh my God, like she was like, I want to manifest ice cream. And we would just like crack up. And then I'm like, let's be on a TV show. And then, so that day she went back to her office and her boss had got everyone ice cream. And she said, he has never done that before. A week later, we got asked to be on a TV show.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's
so
just
fun.
Yeah. It's just like getting you in this like high vibrational vortex and then talking to people about it and having a good time while you're conversating about it. Like naturally abundance comes in when you're having a good time, you know?
This is actually a perfect segment for me to invite anyone that wants to be part of my women's circle.
Yes.
It's called Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. And it's online. We meet bi-weekly on Zoom. So go to CorneliaStephanie.com, and on the homepage, there's a little box that says Wealthy Roots for Women. And when we first launched the Millionaire Imprint for Women, I launched that Wealthy Roots Women's Circle as a partner with what it is that we're doing here, so that we can support each other and that we can really embody that wealthy root. And I offered the course for $396 a year. And so I'm getting ready to change it to $396 a month. So if you want to still get on to the $396 a year, that you have absolutely every opportunity right now to jump on it before it changes to $396 a month, because of the value of what's changing in people's lives that have been part of that circle and what's happening for them is absolutely incredible.
And I love that name, Wealthy Roots. I mean, that just says it all, right?
Wealthy Roots for all of us, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's so great. I love it. So yes, I know we've been skipping around, but I'm sure everyone's getting whatever downloads they need. So yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about unemployment and how some people can get stuck in that. And, you know, they may be on unemployment for a year or two, you know, and if you're on that, like, I invite you to be like, oh my gosh, Spirit just gave me this big, huge gift, and like, get excited and like, you know, create your new business, do something with that, you know, or like go travel, experience the world. Like, you know, it's just like such an amazing time to get to like, listen to your spirit and take action and do something. And not to feel bad about it, but to feel really good. Like, hey, I'm receiving money, you know, and like, what can I do with this creation energy?
Can I say something about that? Like when you're talking about, you know, receiving and asking for the money and traveling and doing your business. What was my thought about it? I just lost it.
That's okay. We'll come back to it. I also wanted to talk about anytime people get free money with strings attached. You know, like, let's say, oh, maybe like your parent pays for you over a long period of time, or like, you know, all the money comes through like from your husband and stuff. And I just want to like empower everyone with like creating your own money, because there's so many side jobs that you can do to create your own money. And a lot of it is like, you can do things that are very spirit connected, you know, and oh man, only I could remember her name. But anyway, she's a lawyer and she has a side job where she does tarot and like all these things. And she makes like an extra $50,000 a year just doing that, you know? Wow, yeah. And so that's part of what she teaches, is like how to do a side job. Go ahead.
Also here in the new earth, you know, part of our new earth in the way that we're doing things. In the old world, what we would do is we would go, okay, you know, we tapped into having a secure paycheck. Everything had to be secure. And in the new world, what we're doing is we're going from our heart. We're making choices from our heart. And so being able to ask for what it is that you want from your heart, I want a financial base, a better financial freedom, whatever your business, whatever you want to do. And then taking action based on that before you even know the results are there is the new way to do it. That's really the way to do it. That's the new way to do it. You have to be able to take the risk and say yes to this, saying yes to the heart over the head that wants the proof to know that everything is going to be secure and fine. That's not the way it goes anymore. We are going based on our heart, and the universe is going to co-conspire to support you when you first say, I want this. I'm going for this no matter what, right?
Absolutely. And that's that faith connection, you know, that's remembering that you are connected to the cosmos and that you are creating, you know, you are creator, you are creatrix, you know, it's we've been playing this game that we're separate or that creation energy is outside of us, but it's just not true anymore. And I'm so happy about how many people are waking up to that fact. You know, it's like, I'm getting the most incredible clients right now. It's like, it's insane. I'm like, wow. They're like, yeah, I've been waking up and like, I know I have a big purpose. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, universe.
Yeah, it was really amazing, right? How many people are actually waking up now and are ready to own their creative abilities and take responsibility because they see it's no longer working.
Yes.
They're kind of popping like popcorn, right?
Yes. Every person waking up counts. You know, every single limiting belief disappearing counts.
Well, it's what you said earlier. I said one person has the ability to change 10,000?
100,000.
100,000.
Yes.
One person has the ability to change 100,000. So that's how much you matter.
Yes.
So Samantha, you're going to do a clearing session for us when we come back from break, right?
Yes, I am. Energy entanglements be gone.
Energy entanglements be gone. Everybody, come back to the call. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Samantha is going to take us and do an energy entanglement clearing session for us. All the entanglements are going to be gone.
Woohoo!
Why? Because we said so.
Yes, because we said so. Great. Okay, so let's just start to tune in. And I'm going to set this intention for any beings that are listening, whether they're on the call, not on the call, but just anyone that is like ready for this transformation, anyone that listens to this program now or in the future. Okay, so we're going to start with long, deep breathing. And we're coming into the 0 point field and we're accessing the full collective here. So it's any being that gives us permission to support them in releasing any of these money energy entanglements. We're going to set the intention to free up that energy field for all beings that are ready to receive at this time. Okay, and we're plugging directly into cosmic source energy. And we invite each individual's guides to support them on this journey. And we ask that this healing session happen for the very highest good of all. We're going to start with pericardium meridian, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is about heart protection. So we're going to increase heart protection. And then we're going to link down into the second chakra, circulation nerve supply plug in for the second chakra, the chakra of creativity. And we're going to release all misaligned creations, all misaligned co-creations, which is when you're being forced to co-create when you're not actually wanting to. And perhaps you began wanting to and later decided you no longer wanted to. We're going to go ahead and break free and release all contracts, agreements, vows. There's one more. just invisible vows that people aren't fully aware of, verbal or body language that was not their full consent, not their full conscious consent. Anyone that's ready to release that now, we're going to release that on all levels. We're going to gently tap on the head and the heart and the small intestines. Okay, next we're going to tune into Venus, harmony and order, and we're going to bring in a lot of harmonious energies from Venus to support the abundance vibration here. Long, deep breathing. Okay, and then we're going to link into large intestines. We're going to gently shake up, vibrate the large intestines, cleaning out any patterns that are no longer serving the system. So this is releasing any old businesses, divorces, like this is like really getting the large intestines to declutter on a big level. We're also going to link to physical spaces. So people's homes, people's cars, energy fields, anything that is still holding on to the frequency of that person's still here or that person still owes me money, the old thought vibrations that are living within the spaces. We're going to do a huge decluttering on that level. And we actually are going to balance Gemini because it's the mind going back and forth of like, oh, I'm not upset with him or her. And now I am upset. It's like, you know, it's like going back and forth of like, oh yeah, I forgave him a long time ago. Actually, I'm super angry. This is the whole reason why my life isn't working. So it's this back and forth energy that we're going to be balancing. And we're going to link into the sign of Cancer, coming back into the feeling of home and family and really feeling the home and family within your own temple. So this is your spirit, your physical body, connecting to the soul collective, connecting to your brothers and sisters in the galactical understanding, this like huge beaming love of vibration, how much support everyone actually has here. So we're going to gently tap this out, tapping on the head, heart, and the small intestines. And we have this one last piece. We have a trine. We're going to update the heart, the liver, and the gallbladder. And it's all about your soul purpose. And it's activating everyone into their soul purpose, linking to Mars around taking action and true self-expression so that they can actually create the financial wealth that they want. So gently tapping on the head, heart, and the small intestines. Oh, interesting. And Mercury's coming in as a satellite, clearing out all misinterpretations.
Nice.
Okay. And then we're just going to tap that out. We're going to bring in a beautiful golden light to really bubble everyone up. Awesome. And we're going to do some healing for their axiatonal lines. It's the acupuncture points and how it connects to the planets and how they get more supported in feeling that wholeness in their whole system. And so it is.
Yay. Thank you.
Great. Yay. And so, yeah, so thank you so much. And just again, my website is SamanthaBlossom.com. I do have a 30-minute free discovery call for people that would just like to get to know my work a little bit more. And I know some people have been signing up for the Money Mirror and it's not quite ready yet, but give it a couple weeks and it'll be there. We're just transitioning from the studio, so things will pick up speed really soon.
Tell us a little bit more about the Money Mirror.
So the Money Mirror is about the five elements and how money flows in these cycles of the five elements. So for instance, the earth element is our savings account and why it's important to have so much in our savings account, and that vibration actually supports us in just feeling grounded and safe. The fire element is really more about your income and how much income is coming in. And then how to feel good with the metal element, which is debt, which is money going out, and really just kind of balancing out all the cycles. There's also the water element, which is just this calm piece. It's like once you've received enough money, you also need to just enjoy. You need to be in like this pure, joyful, you know, just like receiving, relaxing mode. And then when we're really like allowing the cycle to happen for us, you know, every hour throughout the day, throughout the week, like when we really pay attention to these cycles, and then we also pay attention to the cycle of that within our money, then it helps us to feel a lot more balanced within that. And not, we're not feeling like out of balance, like, oh my gosh, I have way too much debt. Or like, I am bringing a lot of money in, but nothing's in my savings. So I'm still not feeling safe, you know, so.
When is that program going to be available?
So yeah, that's a free program. All the videos are done. It's really just me putting it into Kajabi. Okay. And getting the handwritten pieces out. It's just really like me like getting time to like put that in there. So
I see. And so it's all free?
Yes, it's all free. Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's huge. I mean,
it's really big.
That's a huge gift.
And it was downloaded to me when I was on the plane going to Bali and I manifested first class and it was like, and like just showed me this whole thing on money. And I was like, whoa.
Wow. That's awesome. What a wonderful gift for our listeners. Everybody go to
samanthaawesome.com
and sign up for the Money Mirror and get your free gift because it's like, wow. Really working with the elements, and you can do that, I'm sure. I'm just going to add that in with anything. It's not just with money. You can do that with anything. Really, it's like, you know, any type of relationship that you have working with the elements, there's so much. And Samantha always has so many wonderful tools that she shares with us. And that's why I'm so glad that you said yes to the Millionaire Imprint to bring your amazing essence to the world and sharing your unique gifts. Thank you so much, Samantha. You're going to come back next month and you're going to give us something new that you're working on creating now. And so you're just a busy creatrix.
Yes. Thank you so much, Cornelia. This has been incredible. And I know all the hard work you've put into it. And thank you for saying a bold yes to the universal calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time. See you guys. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.